France just scored. So there you go, off a set piece. France leading Uruguay 1-0. Let's bring in Kobe Jones. Kobe, great timing. Thanks for joining us. We're just watching the ball fly in here as we speak. You know, France going into this tournament was, I think, a lot of people's favorites, but there's always a question mark about France. What type of France team is going to show up? There always seems to be some sort of drama around the French team, and in this case, Didier Deschamps. I think a lot of people wonder about his coaching. But what have you seen from them so far in this match and in this World Cup? Have they surprised you in any way?
First off, thanks for having me, on the show. Secondly, I think this is kind of what everybody wanted and expected, from France, and the aberrations were actually when they weren't playing so well. I mean, we could, argue, this and that about Didier Deschamps, but with the talent that France has had, the buildup over the years about that talent, it seems like it's finally coming together and coming to fruition, within this in this World Cup.
Who's been the of the teams that are in the quarterfinals right now? And I know, understanding that a match is currently being played. Belgium, Brazil, are they the teams you'd fancy the most here, or does France deserve to be in that group?
I still think, if all three of those teams are probably like the top three going forward, but France definitely deserves to be in there. That they are a talent where they have a great team unity. They've been good on the, overall working together, and on their attack has been something special. And that's something that we've seen was kind of similar to Brazil, where the top three, are very good in the attack. For France, it's kind of the same thing. And then they have a special talents as far as playmakers and Griezmann, everything that he can do. And we're seeing the burgeoning of Mbappe, as a youth at 19, taking that team on his shoulders, so to speak, where he's been able to be a good connector, but also a good goal scorer. And just showing individual ability, to force teams to not only defend them with one, but sometimes two or three players, that really helps out his side. So overall, yes, France deserves the recognition of being one of the top teams.
Let's keep on that Mbappe track there, Kobe. And you know what? Already three goals, and he was spectacular in that game against Argentina, just blazing speed. I think someone said that he was as fast as Usain Bolt going up the pitch. And when you're looking at what we've seen out of Messi and Ronaldo, are we looking at the next face of soccer in this kid?
Look, I would like to think so. One thing that I've learned when people talk about, the face of soccer, best player ever, or the superstar talents, I truly, or who's better than who, I always believe it's a generational thing, because everyone tends to go with the player in their generation as being the best ever. I'm thinking that Mbappe could be the first of like this generation. I mean, he's 19 years old, and what he's been capable of doing in this World Cup is special. So I think you're going to see a lot more of him. To determine if he's going to be that superstar, the next two or three games will tell. If France is able to get to that World Cup final and have a great result, but overall, without a doubt, he's going to be one of the players that we talk about, for years to come, unless some major injury, comes up and gets in his way, because he has all the attributes that you want in a player.
Kobe, it seems that every World Cup we see some sort of tactical innovation or technical innovation, or something happens, and professional sports, people are great copycats, and everybody comes away thinking, that was great, we've got to try it ourselves. Is there something you've seen in this tournament, and I'm thinking specifically of the style of football that's been played, is there something that stands out to you as being particular to this tournament that we may see more of going forward? Whether or not it's this seeming, the growing importance, it seems, of set-piece goals. Maybe that's just the case in this tournament, I don't know. But is there any trend you're noticing here?
Well, I think there's always been an importance on set pieces and being cool on those. I would say one thing that has stood out to me, and it's kind of grown from the last World Cup, is just being a lot more particular in the defensive shape, where we've seen five in the back with four right in front. So a very defensive kind of formation, but with that in hand on a very quick countering, you know, when you do have possession of the ball. I think we're seeing maybe a little bit of the dying of the possession-oriented team, as we saw Spain, you know, hold on to the ball for felt like 99% of the game, but just, you know, didn't go anywhere with it. You know, there was no direction in that possession. So I think what we've seen is a counter to that possession that we've seen over the past, you know, few World Cup cycles, is playing very defensive-minded, five in the back, maybe three or four in front, and then countering quickly with some top talent strikers. You know, Uruguay is very good at that. You know, when they had, speaking of, you know, teams that's playing, is when Cavani was in there along with Suarez up top. We saw it with Costa Rica in the last World Cup. It didn't fare too well for them this time, you know, but it worked out. Mexico, you could argue, against Germany, you know, in that first game. You know, they countered quickly and made it an exciting, entertaining match. So I think that's kind of, you know, where we're going with soccer right now, because it's actually a counter to that possession-oriented type of play.
Now, that defensive-minded style, I think Sweden kind of embodies that to a T. And, you know, they're going to face England tomorrow. And that England team, you know, they get past Colombia. I wonder, have they done enough where that country kind of feels placated now, where they lose tomorrow? That, you know what? You're happy as an England fan, or because it's Sweden, are you thinking, you know what, that might be an opportunity that you can't really pass up? What kind of sense are you getting from that squad there?
At first, before the tournament, if England had said, okay, they've gotten to this point, they would have been extremely happy, I think. Now, with the fact that they are in the quarterfinals and facing Sweden, I think there's a little bit of an expectation, you know, rightly or wrongly, that they should get past Sweden and be able to go on to the semifinals. You know, I think that's where everyone kind of stands within the English football world. Remember, this is a public, an English public that, you know, always thought, okay, we should be winning the World Cup. So I think there's expectations to go beyond Sweden, you know, in this quarterfinals.